This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, on his latest mission to rein in the Gaza war, told Israeli leaders Tuesday there was still a chance of winning acceptance from their Arab neighbors if they create a path to a viable Palestinian state. Blinken is on his fourth trip to the region since October. And WHO Emergency Medical Team Coordinator Sean Casey said in the 5 weeks he's been in Gaza, he's watched the health system collapse at a rapid pace.
Just 2 days ago, I was at Al-Aqsa Hospital in the middle area. When I arrived there, the hospital director told us that just in the 3 or 4 days before our arrival, he had lost 70% of his staff. They had fled with their families because they were afraid. There were evacuation orders in the area, intensification of hostilities in the area.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump returns to court today in Washington to hear arguments over whether he is immune from prosecution. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The appeals court is hearing arguments on whether Trump's status as a former president means he has immunity from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn the results of the 2020 election. In a social media post, Trump wrote, "I was looking for voter fraud and finding it, which is my obligation." The outcome of today's arguments will likely set the stage for further appeals before the U.S. Supreme Court. Special counsel Jack Smith is looking for a swift decision to get the case started before the November election. Trump's lawyers want the case dismissed and are hoping to benefit from a long appeals process that could delay the trial until potentially after the election. I'm Julie Walker.
And British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's legislation to block further court challenges to the government's plan to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda will return to Parliament next week. This is VOA News. One of the passengers aboard that Alaska Airlines flight that had a section of fuselage blow out is recounting the event. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
There was just a really loud boom, which was so startling, and the plane just filled with wind.
Kelly Bartlett was seated on Alaska Airlines Flight 1282, three rows away from what might have been an emergency exit on another airline, but was instead plugged with another fuselage panel.
Wind was just coming in.
Bartlett says passengers knew something was wrong. They just didn't immediately know what.
We didn't know how serious. We didn't know if it meant we were going to crash.
Bartlett says it'll be a while before she gets on another flight.
Until the investigation is completed, until we know what happened, what went wrong, it's a little scary.
The FAA has grounded all MAX 9s operated by Alaska and United Airlines for inspections focused on those plug panels. I'm Ben Thomas.
Australia is considering setting up a disaster relief force to help the military cope with regular natural disasters. The plan was suggested Tuesday by Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese as communities in the country's southeast were evacuated due to flooding. From Sydney, VOA's Phil Mercer has more.
Residents in low-lying parts of the Australian state of Victoria, north of Melbourne, have been told it's too late to leave as floodwaters rose following record-breaking rainfall. Other residents have been advised to move to higher ground after rivers burst their banks. Landslide warnings have also been issued. In Yei, 115 kilometres northeast of Melbourne, emergency services officials have said the flooding was probably a 1-in-200-year event. Some homes affected by flooding in 2022 have been inundated again. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
China threatened new trade measures against Taiwan on Tuesday, piling on pressure ahead of weekend elections as Taipei complained of more Chinese balloons and the ruling party's presidential candidate warned against fake peace with Beijing. Saturday's presidential and parliamentary elections are taking place against a backdrop of a ramped-up war of words between Taiwan and China, which views the island as its own territory, despite the strong objections of the Taiwanese government. And South Korea's parliament passed a bill banning breeding, slaughtering, and selling dogs for meat, a traditional practice that activists have long called an embarrassment to the country. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.